Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. Yeah, the audio may not be as good as it was, but we're gonna do what we can. Spent 6 hours trying to get it right, and this is the best I can do. Hopefully it'll sound good and everything will be alright. As Kyoji rubs his groggy eyes, he very nearly drops the slice of toast he just picked up when he sees Yamako walk through the door. Morning. Ah! Her top half is still acceptable, her hair is unkempt and messy, and her expression is still sleepy, but he can forgive that much. The bottom problem is her lower half. It's borderline criminal. Not to me. Wait, your pants. Why are you walking around like that? At Kyoji's shouting, Yamako only sleepily cocks her head. Go get changed already, now. Brush your hair and wash your face, too. Just go sort yourself out. He's about to kick her out of the room when the doorbell suddenly rings. He hasn't even had a chance to eat his toast yet. Damn it, who's here this early in the morning? Coming, can I help you? He raises his voice almost in desperation before opening the front door. So I just need this sign, and that's why... Huh? Akane, who had been mumbling to herself, jolts a full 10 centimeters into the air when she hears Kyoji's voice. I need your signature's guardian! What the hell is she saying this early in the morning? Kyoji peers at Akane's face. Did you bump your head on the way here or something? No, of course not. What are you saying? It's just the handouts. Right, I got you the handouts. I mean, I had to. The deputy teacher gave them to me yesterday during homeroom, so, they said these need your guardian's signature, so I... Akane's voice gradually tapers off. So you came all the way here just for that? Yeah, I forgot to give it to you yesterday on the way back home, so I figured I had to take responsibility for that. I mean, sure, but why are you so upset about it? Akane turns even redder in the face. Nobody's upset here. Pretty sure everyone I see here is upset. Well, I'm not. I'm not upset. No, I'm pretty sure you look really upset to me. Just how am I upset? What is this, a comedy routine? Someone mumbles a quip behind Kyoji's back. Yamako, who has washed her face and changed as Kyoji demanded, steps outside while wiping her face with a towel. Yamako Oni-chan, good morning. Good morning. What, did you come here to wake Kyo-chan up? No, I've got some handouts that require his guardian's signature, and I forgot to give them to him the other day, so I... Oh, is that right? I was sure you came over to wake him up. Because back when Kyo-chan was little, you'd always come over to wake him up. Akane looks oddly happy as she nods. Yeah, that's how things were. He'd keep sleeping even when I tore the blanket off of him and he'd go, I'm still sleeping, Mom. Yes, he did. And there was one time where he thought you were his mom. Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know what to do with myself when he started calling me that. The two of them laugh together while Kyoji simply drops his shoulders. God, why do women always have to hit it off over stuff like this? Could you sign this, Yamako-san? I'll go get ready for school. Yamako waves her hand as if to say she heard him, but Kyoji doubts that she's actually listening. She's completely caught up in making fun of Kyoji with Akane. Jeez. Kyoji shrugs and heads back to his room. I mean, they're just handouts. Nothing would happen if they come in a day or two late. Only the Sandman would care, right? I took responsibility for these, so I'll have to do it. Excuse me. And if you don't get those handouts in on time, I'll be the one getting scolded over it. Yeah, I got it, so pipe down. He can see groups of students in their uniforms heading down the road to school in groups of twos and threes. It feels like there's more people around than usual, but maybe he's imagining it. Besides, what's so fun about digging up old stories about me? Because you two looked like you were having a blast. I mean, put yourself in my shoes for once. Guys don't like having stuff from when they were kids brought up. Oh, why not? It's because I always did dumb stuff when I was a kid, obviously. And besides, they're not all good memories. What? Nothing. Oh wow, that's weird. Akane eyes him suspiciously, but he looks away. How does Akane feel about what happened back then? She seems to act normally around Kyoji like nothing happened, but... After a moment's silence, Akane says in a somewhat pouty manner, "If it bothers you that much, I won't come over anymore, even if I have to. And if I forget to give you the handouts, let the Sandman glare at you for all I care." Thanks to all the years he has known her, Kyoji knows that only Akane pouts like this when she's serious. He recalls that whenever she gets like this, saying something to cheer her up is a good way to avoid arguments later down the line. Akane has a pretty straightforward personality, but she becomes pretty scary when she's sincerely angry at someone. How do I handle this? Kyoji ponders for a moment before answering. Like, I know how to get to some of the bad paths, but... This will probably lead me on a bad path, but they said it's not right away. Like, this has really fucked up scenes in it, folks. You forget that. This is a really depraved one. We just haven't got to that yet. I don't mind you coming over. It's not like I mind you coming over. For now, he just says that. He feels a bit bashful, but putting up with this now will make things easier to handle down the line. That's all there is to it, really. Telling himself this, Kyoji glares at Akane. But in exchange, no more gossiping about things I did as a kid, effective immediately. You shouldn't have fun at my expense. Despite her pouty response, Akane looks slightly happy. They talk about this and that before arriving at school. Akane merrily opens the door to class. Good morning.
Morning.
But only after he says this does Kyoji realize something. He can walk into class today without overthinking it because he's coming in with Akane. Good morning. Yeah, morning. People call out to him from around the class. Although he brusquely responds to their greetings, he marvels at how much it lifts his spirits. Hey, Kyoji, good morning. Shinta approaches him and immediately elbows him. Oh, what did you do that for? Hey, why did you come to school with Kazuyagi any... Hold on. Why did you come to school with Kazuyagi, eh? No reason, really. Ow, stop it, you ass. Stop poking me. Kyoji retaliates by tickling Shinta under his arms, causing him to let out an exaggerated shout. Yeah, stop it, don't. What are you two, stupid? Akane tries to give the two of them a disapproving look, but her large brown eyes are full of laughter. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Shinta looks up at Kyoji even as the two of them struggle with each other. I ran into the Sandman earlier. He said that while we have no homeroom today, Excuse me. He said that we have no homeroom today. Also, we were supposed to have math today during first period, but there's a staff meeting, so we'll have self-study instead. Did something happen? I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with Saito from the class next door. What's a kid from another class have to do with this? Hey, I don't know either. Did something happen? Akane leads forward to listen. Aoi is standing behind her. Well, you know Saito from Class B? They say her big sister went missing. Missing? Yeah, she's the third person to go missing at this point. Shita holds up three fingers as he says this. And you told me about the other two the other day when you were talking about the girls going missing? Yep, that's them. Speaking of, I never finished that story, right? I think the first two were a primary schooler and a high schooler, right? They haven't found them yet? Akane asks, knitting her brows. Nope, they're probably discussing if they need to have us coming to and leaving from school in groups or something. Staying in groups? Come on, we're not primary schoolers. And didn't you say there's a chance they all just ran away from home? Yeah, I don't think they have to go that far. Aoi mumbles in agreement with Kyoji. But there are rumors about people seeing suspicious figures. What kind of suspicious figures? I don't know. People just say they've seen some suspicious-looking man walking around in the area. My kid brothers are telling stories about how he's a kidnapper. Kyoji pensively crosses his arms. But, like, we don't know if that weird guy has anything to do with the disappearances, right? Right, and wasn't the second girl that went missing not from this town? I heard she came here from a neighboring town to hang out. It's not like we know for sure that something's happening in this town in particular. Kika says this in a clear voice, her bag dangling from her right hand. She places it on her desk before returning to the conversation. But there's the mysterious way the first girl went missing. It doesn't look like a crime or like she ran away from home. Some old people are saying evil spirits snatched her away. If you ask me, it sounds like they just got lost or ran away from home. But I mean, it's a grade schooler, and she went missing all weird like that. Oh yeah, you never finished your story yesterday. So how did it end? Right, I never did finish it. So, Shinta is about to resume when suddenly a familiar shrill voice cuts him off. The kidnapper is so scary, Mew. What if they come after us, Mew? Eh. What the heck? The one on the right doesn't look as bad. Remember when she looked like Rocky Dennis from Mask? Or Rodney Dennis? Yeah, I think it's either Rocky Dennis or Rodney Dennis from Mask. She doesn't look so bad now. And even the one that was kind of big, she doesn't look near as big as she used to. What happened? You're cute, Marina-chan, so they'll definitely go after you. At least I'm safe that way. Huh? You never know, Mai. Maybe they'll go after you because of how buxom you are, Mew. That's right, Mai-chan. You have big boobs, but not me. I'm all skin and bones, so I'll be fine. Ugh. Kyoji rubs his eyes a few times. What did he just see? Yeah, what did he just see? That game's freaking me out now. That looks like Rocky Dennis from Mask again. And she looks like she ate Wendy's. Not like one meal, but all the meals. You go up to the woman there. Hey, welcome to Wendy's. What are you gonna have? I'm gonna have Wendy's. Yeah, we have all kinds of things. No, you don't understand. I'm gonna have Wendy's. The entire fucking restaurant. I want one of everything. What kind of world is he in? Did his eyes or head go crazy? It feels like there's a strange filter over what he's seeing. Or maybe that vision he saw just now was the real world and what he's seeing right now is fake. No, that can't be. That's not true, Miu. Mami-chan, you're slim and have a nice figure, so you're definitely in danger too, Miu. She's right. Don't let your guard down. But you know, if we're in danger...
He'll definitely come to help.
Sadashima-sama will save us, Miu. Sadashima-sama will save us.
Sadashima-sama will save us.
He can't deny that what he just saw was technically possible. No, it was just too absurd to be real, he thinks. Kyoji fearfully looks around. Everyone else is acting like nothing's out of the ordinary. It couldn't be, right? He speaks his question out loud, hoping for a response. Akane gives him a casual reply. Well, I guess that's just their idea of, individuality. It's not individuality, it's just gross. No one else thinks this is strange. Something's wrong with his eyes for sure. Or maybe he's just going crazy. Kyoji then hears the sound of a door opening. A young teacher, seemingly the deputy teacher, peeks inside. You there! Weren't you told this is self-study time? Do your assignments! There's some odd filter cast over them, for sure. It's all a dream and he'll definitely wake up in a minute. Yes, so he should just forget about it. Kyoji cracks a dry smile. Left without a choice, all of them return to their seats and start working on the handouts the deputy teacher gave them. But still, Kyoji can't quite shake off his anxiety. Wait, was it the first or second girl that disappeared so strangely? It feels like every time he tries to talk about this with Shinta, someone gets in the way before he can hear all the details. Kyoji should probably ask him about it after class. But that said, he can't help but feel wary about asking more directly about this matter. He's never met this person from Class B, but asking about how their family member went missing might seem disrespectful. After quickly finishing his handout, Kyoji scoots his chair over to Shinta's. Huh? Kyoji? You done already? Shinta looks up at him. I'm pretty good at math. Oh right, you were good at math back then too. And you were bad at it, that's right. There's still a lot of errors they're correcting. They're working on a big patch. So, just keep that in mind. Oh, I remember now. You could never remember the multiplication table past 7. 7 times 7 is 49. Started crying in the middle of class, right? Please, just let me forget about that. Yamako and Akane had been making fun of him earlier this morning, so doing it to someone else for a change feels sweet. Kyoji merrily leans towards Shinta. Ah, haha, want me to tutor you, man? You would. Shinta's eyes sparkle, but Kyoji sticks an index finger in his direction. As long as you buy me a burger for every question I solve for you. What, you want me to buy you stuff? Well, sorry, I'm short on my allowance, so fine, I'll solve it myself. Kyoji smiles before moving away from Shinta. It doesn't look like Shinta's in a mood to talk about the disappearances right now. I'm bored. Is there anyone else I can talk to? Namiki looks like she's zoning out. She keeps rolling her mechanical pencil over the table and picking it up over and over again. Is she already done with her work? Hey, you finished with the assignment? When Kyoji calls out to her, Aioi looks up at him, her expression so blank. She silently shakes her head. Once he glances at her handout, his mouth drops open. It's empty. I don't know how to solve it, Aioi replies, looking a bit embarrassed. I mean, it happens, but why don't you try to figure it out? I can try, but I still won't know how to solve it. Well, I guess that happens too, but... Somewhat fed up by this, Kyoji picks up Aioi's pencil from the table and solves one of the problems on the page. See, in this case, you move Y to the right side, and that turns the plus into a minus, right? So now simplify and solve for X. Just do that for the rest of the exercises. It's not hard, just try it. Aioi stares at Kyoji's hand. He can't tell from her expression if she understood his explanation or not. Namiki? Aioi stares into the handout, which now has one of its exercises solved. Her lips curl into a thin smile. You're a lot like Akane-chan, or Akane-chan, Jin-o-kun. Huh? Me? How? Aioi doesn't answer his question. She simply looks back down at the page like she's gotten motivated to solve it now. Kyoji feels something gloomy within his chest. He wants to say something, but he can't quite find the words. Instead, in the end, he simply returns to his seat with heavy steps. Classes are back to normal after second period, which is PE. The boys' teacher is at the meeting, so they have to do self-study again. Having more self-study is nice, but while Kyoji's good at math, academic PE theory isn't very interesting. The girls are in the middle of doing short-distance sprints. The sound of their cheerful voices streams into the classroom through the window. Hmm? Who's running right now? Kyoji looks out at the sports ground, focusing his vision on a figure that stands out to him. What he sees impresses him a bit. She's running like she's got no vote of case. It's really hard to... Her running form is so graceful. Kyoji's looking at Kika. The moment the whistle blows, she breaks into a sprint. Her stretched out legs gracefully kick against the ground as she settles in a run. Each and every one of her movements are graceful and pretty. Her mannerisms and demeanor are beautiful by nature. She always has perfect form, keeping her stance neatly aligned. But she never feels stiff and formal. It's like it all comes naturally to her. Her gestures and behavior are probably just what Kika is truly like. Looking at Misono-san, a voice suddenly interrupts his thoughts. Where did you come from? Don't be shy, man. Misono-san's really pretty. Shinta smirks as he gently elbows Kyoji. Was she popular at your old school, too? Yeah, at my old school, too? She's popular here, too? Yeah, but everyone thinks they're out of her league, you know? Ah, figures, it's the same as his old school. The only people putting the moves on her are just some of the nastier guys. Morons who don't know their place, you know? You mean like them? Kyoji signals with his eyes toward one of the empty desks. Shinta nods. They've got desks in the field? Yep, like them. Sadashima, too. Before he started gunning for Kazuyagi, he kept talking to Misono-san. Come to think of it, he stopped doing that recently. Maybe he just gave up on her. Could be, Shinta replies. But seriously, Kyoji, you should watch out. Sadashima's definitely gonna try to mess with you. Sadashima keeps hitting on Kazuyagi, so he definitely thinks you're in his way because of how you and her get along so well. Oh, trust me, I know that well enough already. Sadashima said so himself, after all. Kyoji cocks his head, surprised. Speaking of, I haven't seen any of Sadashima's lackeys since then. According to his parents, Sadashima is currently recovering at home, but that doesn't explain why his friends aren't at school. None of them were so much as scratched in the brawl. Shinta scoffs. Those guys always play hooky. They probably did school because Sadashima's not coming. I hope they never show up to school again. Kyoji, that's going too far. The Sandman hears you say stuff like that, he'll give you another scolding. But honestly, I feel the same way. Kyoji and Shinta exchange smiles. In the end, that day passed by with an air of unease hanging over the school. The classroom was constantly restless, full of endless whispers. The teachers only ever gave them half-hearted scoldings before climbing back up again. I guess the teachers are creeped out by this too. When Kika whispers that out loud, Kyoji nods in agreement. Unexplained disappearances happening back to back in such a small town and rumors of a suspicious person looking around. Anyone would be terrified. During homeroom at the end of the day, the Sandman warned them in his usual sleepy voice. He told them to travel in groups with other students going in the same direction, to avoid taking any detours, and to not walk around once night falls. The incidents aren't yet serious enough for them to try and enforce their instructions, but parents might start complaining if the school doesn't do anything. For now, the teachers are just warning them to be careful. Maybe Kyoji's reading too much into things, but the Sandman's tone gives them the impression that the teachers must have discussed it among themselves. So can we go back home alone after we part ways? He can hear Aoi whispering to Akane. Her question honestly strikes him as pretty good. He considered dropping by the old astronomy club room, but given what they'd just been told, he imagines Kika will simply head home with someone today. He can't help but feel like it's a shame, but there isn't much he can do in this situation. Okay, time for club practice. As soon as homeroom ends, Shinta reaches for his sports bag. Oh right, what club are you in? Soccer. Soccer? Yep, we got a tournament coming up, so we can't take any time off. Our advisor said he'll give us a ride home in his car. This surprises Kyoji a bit. Although Shinta was already interested in soccer, Kyoji seems to remember him playing baseball as a kid. When Kyoji asks him about that, Shinta bravely puffs up his chest. Well, at this school, members of the baseball team have to shave their heads. Wouldn't be popular with the girls if I did that. So that's your reason. What? That's not a good reason? Ah, wait, I gotta get going. Bye, Kyoji. See you tomorrow. With that, Shinta hurries out of the classroom. Shinta, trying to be popular, huh? When did he mature like that? Believe it or not, Maki-kun is pretty popular. Akane chimes in, her bag in hand. Shinta, really? Yeah, some of the underclassmen girls say he's kind, and the upperclassmen girls think he's cute. Wow, Shinta's got that going for him, huh? Shinta helped Kyoji with his pranks when they were little, so girls would avoid him like the plague. I guess some things do change. Like you can talk, but forget that, let's go home. Huh? The way Akane casually invites him to go home with her surprises him so much that he stops to stare at her. Her cheeks turn a bit red as she starts speaking very quickly. I mean, you know, the teacher said we should all walk. We should walk together if we're going the same way. It's true that Akane's house is the same direction as his for at least some of the way. Yeah, let's go back. Kyoji scratches the tip of his nose. Akane's face flushes happily. He heads to the school gate with Akane. Some people are going home in large groups, but most people are in groups of two or three, much like Kyoji. None of their faces look terribly concerned. If anything, they look excited. They all feel like incidents aren't their problem. Or rather, the incidents aren't their problem. Kyoji feels the same way they do, of course. If anything, the fact he's walking home with Akane in public feels like a much bigger deal. But oddly enough, it doesn't feel bad at all. Just as he gives Akane a sidelong glance, Akane suddenly looks at him as well. Both of them avert their gaze at the same time, like they've just seen something they shouldn't. Ah, the sports ground sure is empty today. Yeah, I think only the soccer team's practicing today. Looks like that. Looks like that. Oh, there's Shinta. Shinta notices the two of them and waves. A ball comes flying towards him from behind, hitting him in the head and making him stagger forward. Damn. He pulls himself together and starts chasing around the boy who kicked the ball at him. Kyoji and Akane exchange looks and laugh wistfully. I see Shinta's as peppy as ever. Maki-kun's always like that. He's a lot nicer to girls than he used to be, though. He is? Really? They continue walking toward the school gate. Kyoji realizes that talking about other people is helping him calm down. They continue making jokes at Shinta's expense. So basically, Shinta told me that... all that's left is to head home. Or so he thought, but as soon as he steps out from the gate, someone grabs him by the arm. Oh! Not quite who we expected. Alright, well, that seems like a good place to leave off for now. I hope you guys did like this. And again, this is the audio quality we're going to have from pretty much now on. So, I hope you guys are okay with this, and I didn't see any real rejections last time. But I think these are fun to do, and I'm going to continue doing them through 2023, so let's get on with it, guys. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grim's Hentai Corner with... Gore Screaming Show.